Book 4, Chapter 33. I dropped off the train in Milan as it slowed to come into the station early in the morning before it was light. I crossed the track and came out between some buildings and down onto the street. A wine shop was open, and I went in for some coffee. It smelled of early morning, of swept dust, spoons and coffee glasses, and the wet circles left by wine glasses. The proprietor was behind the bar. Two soldiers sat at a table. I stood at the bar and drank a glass of coffee and ate a piece of bread. The coffee was gray with milk, and I skimmed the milk scum off the top with a piece of bread. The proprietor looked at me. "You want a glass of grappa?" "No, thanks." "On me," he said, and poured a small glass and pushed it toward me.
"What's happening at the front?"
"I would not know."
"They are drunk," he said, moving his hand toward the two soldiers.
I could believe him. They looked drunk.
"Tell me," he said, "what's happening at the front?"
"I would not know about the front."
"I saw you come down the wall. You came off the train."
"There is a big retreat."
"I read the papers. What happens? Is it over?"
"I don't think so." He filled the glass with grappa from a short bottle.
"If you are in trouble," he said, "I can keep you."
"I'm not in trouble."
"If you are in trouble, stay here with me."
"Where does one stay?"
"In the building. Many stay here. Any who are in trouble, stay here."
"Are many in trouble?"
"It depends on the trouble. Are you a South American?"
"No."
"Speak Spanish?"
"A little." He wiped off the bar.
"It is hard now to leave the country, but in no way impossible."
"I have no wish to leave."
"You can stay here as long as you want. You will see what sort of man I am."
"I have to go this morning, but I will remember the address to return." He shook his head.
"You won't come back if you talk like that. I thought you were in real trouble."
"I am in no real trouble, but I value the address of a friend." I put a 10-lira note on the bar to pay for the coffee. "Have a grappa with me," I said.
"It is not necessary."
"Have one." He poured the two glasses.
"Remember," he said, "come here. Do not let other people take you in. Here you are all right."
"I am sure."
"You are sure?"
"Yes." He was serious.
"Then let me tell you one thing. Do not go about with that coat."
"Why?"
"On the sleeves it shows very plainly where the stars have been cut away. The cloth is a different color."
I did not say anything.
"If you have no papers, I can give you papers."
"What papers?"
"Leave papers."
"I have no need for papers. I have papers."
"All right," he said, "but if you need papers, I can get what you wish."
"How much are such papers?"
"It depends on what they are. The price is reasonable."
"I don't need any now." He shrugged his shoulders. "I'm all right," I said. When I went out, he said,
"Don't forget that I am your friend."
"No."
"I will see you again," he said.
"Good," I said.